Growing up, I always struggled with my faith. It wasn't that I had many. Seeing my mother battle with cancer and my father's frequent visits to the ICU on various accounts of heart failure had planted me firmly on the spiritual side. It was that I wasn't sure how to properly express it. My father was born a Catholic, though never practiced, and my mother, after experimenting with many churches, finally decided on Methodist, though to this day she stands firmly in her status as non-denominational. I would go to church with my mother every Sunday, though I never quite felt at home and began dedicating myself to volunteering in the nursery during service. I found that I enjoyed playing with miracles rather than listening about them. I soon left the church in search of other spiritual paths. I loved Buddhism, though didn't practice enough to call myself Buddhist. Hinduism I found to be fascinating, though in need of far more research than what I was able to devote. After years of dabbling, I ceased my search. There must have been a religion that fully encompassed my spirituality. I just hadn't been able to find it. Then I moved to Boston. My move to the North was a planned adventure. It was a time for me to break away from home and establish who I was. I hadn't planned for this renaissance of self to be inclusive of my faith, but as is with all great epiphanies, it happened completely by accident and unexpected. One day, I was on the train coming home from the city. I had just finished a conversation with my brother, and after hanging up my phone, I began my favorite train riding hobby of listening in to the people around me. I kid you not, every single person was engaged in a conversation, but each was speaking a different language. The train was packed, and not one person was speaking English. I was surrounded by voices in different languages that fused together to create a wonderful feeling of unity. Here we were, complete strangers from different walks of life, all speaking in different tongues, yet on a similar path. Some just recently entered the train, some would reach their destinations before others, but we were all taking the journey together. This is what faith means to me. Whether it be Taoism, Sufism, Christianity, Buddhism, faith is faith, no matter what form. I found that day that my faith is comprised of tidbits from conversations of each, for in the end, though we may speak completely different religious languages, we are all speaking to the same power. And though we may end up in different destinations, inevitably, we are all travelers on the same spiritual journey. This, I believe. Thank you.